Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk business this morning with CBS TV's business analyst. You see her a lot on television here Saturday nights here on WCCO, Jill Schlesinger. Jill, good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready for the holiday retail sweepstakes?
I think so. I don't know how many people have started shopping. I'm guessing a few. I'm just kind of wondering now as I look at the markets this last month, what will happen to our retail sales?
You know, I think it's going to be a good season. And the most important determining factor about how people spend is how they're feeling about their job situation. And we know unemployment's at a 49-year low. And we know that more people have jobs this year than did last year. So, you know, and frankly, a lot of the consumer confidence indicators have shown some good responses. So I think people are kind of psyched. They feel like the dismal times are a bit behind us, and although the news cycle can really get you down, what could make you feel better than walking into a store and be greeted by Santa and all those reindeer?
Well, I would ask you then, will brick and mortar do well, or will e-commerce be stronger?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. Overall sales are expected to rise by, let's call it, about 5.5% from a year ago. And we're going to look at $1.1 trillion, trillion with a T. Now, within the brick and mortar versus e-commerce category, here's what you need to know. Brick and mortar is where most shopping takes place. About 88% of all retail sales for the holidays occur in a brick-and-mortar location.
Wow,
okay?
I didn't know that.
I know, it's crazy, right? But the rate of growth for e-commerce sales is way higher, meaning 15-20% up, you know, every year. So when that starts to happen, you think, wow, then the gap must be narrowing. It's not narrowing by that much, right? Because if it's 1.1 trillion of total, we're talking about 130, 135 billion of e-commerce. What we are seeing is something really kind of cool. And that is that both consumers and retailers seem to be on the same page. They want to use a blended approach to their shopping. They want to do their research online. They want to go into the store and feel and touch it. Or they want to feel and touch it in the store. And then maybe they'll go to that retailer's website, maybe right there at the checkout, or maybe when they get home. But it's some blended approach, and that's probably going to be the smartest approach for everybody.
Tell me about that research part. How much research do we do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure that, like, everybody says they do research, but what happens is you do research at home, and then you go in the store, and you're like, oh, there are the headphones that I wanted. I did research on them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, they're already sold out for Black Friday weekend? Let me get this other pair of headphones. Wait a second. Look at that cool thing over there, right? We're, like, very into the shiny object,
right.
And you end up not buying the thing you did research over, and you buy something else.
Yeah.
So remember, what is the goal of the retailer? To get you in the store or online shopping for the holiday weekend and then through the subsequent weeks. What your goal is to be very disciplined. Get my list. Don't blow through this. And try to really concentrate on the things that you want to buy. Use technology to your advantage. There are tons of apps. There are great web browser extensions that can really help you with the process. So it's very painless to do. Scan a barcode while you're in the store. See what's available. And go forth and make the economy better, will you?
What is that you mentioned in your, I know in your blog this week, is it Shop Savvy? Is that one?
Yeah, there's a few apps that I call out because I think they're easy to use and they're free and it's kind of easy. Shop Savvy, you can scan your barcode. Shopular is gives you the news of deals and coupons and location-based notifications. Flip will give you a digital version of a circular from a retailer. And then this one that I love is Honey. It's a free browser extension. It automatically finds and applies coupon codes at checkout for 30,000 different sites, including the biggie, Amazon.
Wow, I like that. Honey, it's called?
Yeah, just like you call me, honey.
Same darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, on Friday, then, on Black Friday, should we be looking for specific items?
I think that what people really tend to miss is that there is a life cycle of how retailers put things on sale. And so this weekend, the big ones, they are video game consoles, small electronic devices and small appliances. Some things that you might think would be on sale, like a phone, no, but phone accessories are on sale. And the big behemoth is always television. So, yeah. You know, you're dying for your newest, best, blah, blah, blah. This is the time to do it. Do your homework. Please don't go crazy. You know, I'm a certified financial planner. So, I mean, also known as Buzzkill Jill. You know, like, just please don't go crazy. So many people will say to me, well, you know what I do is I put it on the credit card. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I carry the debt for a month or two. But then my refund comes from Uncle Sam for tax time. And I use that to pay it off. And I said, but this year could be different. It's a new tax code. And gosh, I really would love it if your refund, if it's a lot more than you expected, would be used towards other things, savings, goals, etc. So don't go crazy, please.
Okay.
Promise?
No, I won't promise that because I go nuts just on your gift alone.
I know. And don't forget, my birthday is coming up.
What day is that?
That's the 9th of December, my friend.
Oh, see, okay. December 9th. Everybody write that down?
Everyone got that.
Oh, okay, we got.
I already got my CCO presents from the summer. You know, I love that T-shirt.
Yeah, well, I got to get you another one. We got a different one now. I got to send to you. Okay.
Really? All right, good neighbor.
And then here you talked about. I know you got to run, but the unemployment and being pretty good right now for getting jobs. Les Miles, the former LSU coach, just signed with Kansas to take over their program as a football coach. $2,775,000 annual salary, but also retention bonus and other things. Wow.
Life is good for the coaching world at the right programs.
It has changed, hasn't it?
Yeah. Man. Well. Yeah, that's a whole other story, which is I'm not exactly sure we should be paying our coaches that much money while our kids are getting their brains knocked out and not getting any money.
Yeah, and trying to pay back that debt. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Hey, will you have a great week?
Happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you on Cyber Monday, and we'll be talking about Giving Tuesday next week because I don't want you to think I'm a cold retailer. I'm all about the giving, too.
See you, Jill.
Bye, man.
Jill Schlesinger from CBS. You can catch her on CBS TV and, of course, always check out Jill on Money as well on the blog and listen Saturday nights here on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.